Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Friday, and it's No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Ball from The Date Game Hunter, and welcome. I thought I'd wheel out an old show, an old episode, and use that. You can tell it's old because I'm wearing a different cap, reflecting a different time in life. And you'll laugh a little bit when you see it. But the show is about whether or not you should let an employer check references with your current firm. And I've got a very simple way of answering that. Hope you find it helpful. Hope you give this show a great review wherever you listen to it or watch it. Share it on LinkedIn in particular, because there are folks who will be dealing with this situation. And I'll be back in just one moment. His question basically translates into, so let's say they're interested in hiring me and they want to check a reference with my current employer, you know, the one I'm still working for. What do I do? Real simple to answer that question for you. The answer is you politely say, it's too soon for you to talk to my current employer. After all, you're probably checking references on a few people. And at the end of the day, you may choose to select one of the others. And then I'm left in the awkward position of returning to an employer who knows I was trying to leave them. I'm happy to provide you with references from previous employers, but it's way too soon for me to offer one from the current one. Again, it's not just what you say, it's how you say it that's most important. You don't want to sound nervous. You don't want to sound frightened. You just want to speak very certainly about that not being acceptable to you. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a couple of ways I can help you even more. First of all, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to or watch the show. I like knowing I'm helping some people. Also, join me at jobsearch.community. Now, whether you become an insider or not, there's a lot of stuff on the homepage to help you. Books, guides, video courses, videos, some good stuff to help you. And if you become an insider, you get access to all my video courses, books, and guides, and you can ask me questions, and I log in daily to respond to everyone. If you become an Insider Plus member, all the same stuff I've mentioned to you before, plus you can get me on a Zoom call to answer your questions more immediately. And if you're interested in one-on-one or group coaching, become an Insider Premium member. There's a lot there that we'll work on to help you land your next job. And you get all the other content as well. Hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.